It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 4. We've gotten from the 4th chapter up through the 5th verse, beginning to read with the 6th verse. But I think today we're going to begin reading with verse 1 of the 4th chapter, Exodus chapter 4. So please turn your Bibles, turn to that scripture verse in your Bibles that you may follow along and study with me. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time now. Please follow me in Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee." The Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. The Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, take it up by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his own flesh. And it come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken unto the voice of the first sign, that they may believe the voice of the latter sign. And it come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to thy voice, that thou shouldst take the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and he will be with thy mouth, and with thy mouth, he will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people. He shall be to thee instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him instead of God. Thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return to Egypt. For all the men are dead which sought thy life. Moses took his wife and his sons, set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. The Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. Thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say to thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn, that the Lord met him, and sought to kill him. And Zipporah took a sharp stone, and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let them go. And then she said, A bloody husband thou art, because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God, and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord, who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of Israel, the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Let's begin with prayer after we've read that chapter. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today, enjoy this precious study. Father, we did read all 31 verses of that fourth chapter. I want everyone to hear your word, and we will enjoy the visit and the fellowship over your word. Please, that it brings us to you, that we may praise and honor you. Please, dear Lord, show every person that's listening the way of salvation. Show every person that's listening that it's not just to come and use it as a fire escape, that they all of a sudden have this ticket to heaven so they don't have to face hell. Please, dear Lord, that they realize that they need their sins forgiven. If not, they will spend eternity in hell. And when they have come by faith to you, that they not only recognize that you are the God of salvation, but you are also the God of peace and of joy, and it's a walk and a life that we can have each and every day. Please, dear God, show everyone their need today, and let them decide and come to you, please. Please, that they come to you. Now, guide and lead us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We know that as Moses went, saw the burning bush, it wasn't consumed, found his way to that burning bush. God spoke to him, told him to take his shoes off because he was on holy ground as he come before the Lord. It's important that we understand that we come and study his word, that we need to be humble. We have no means of, and no way to be righteous or self-righteous in any way. We need to come before him recognizing that he is God and we are nothing. And the only reason that we can be of any count, be of any substance at all, is because of him. He gives us victory. He gives us strength. He gives us peace. He gives us salvation. He gives us everything. I want you to see that. I want you to understand that. And I want you to praise and honor God. Please today do that. Moses, he starts out here, and we'll notice in the next 10 verses that Moses is trying to make an excuse. We do the same thing when he calls us to do something and we find all kinds of reasons why we can't. The first one, we begin here, Moses answered and said, And behold, I will not; they will not believe me. That was the first one. Last time we were together, we studied a couple of these. And so the very first excuse, major excuse that Moses gave unto the Lord Jesus, unto God, was that, you know, who am I? They're not going to believe me. I was an Egyptian when I left. You know, yes, I was born an Israelite, but I became an Egyptian, and for 40 years I was an Egyptian. So who's going to believe me? Well, that was the first excuse. And so we begin with the first verse, and then we're going to look at the answers that God gave. But I want you to show you then, once God answered that, once he answered that question, and God will answer your questions. He comes a second time. Moses said to him, O Lord my God, I am not eloquent, neither hereunto, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. Lord answers that one too. That's the second excuse. And so see that you listen to God's call. When God calls you for salvation, come. He calls you for service, come. None of this sitting back and waiting and coming up with excuse after excuse. He has given you everything you need for salvation. So don't give one excuse that it's not, that it won't work, that it's not of enough power. I don't believe it, because there'll be a day, if you refuse Jesus Christ today, there'll be a day that you will be a believer. You will believe that He is God, He is the Messiah, He is Lord. I've told this to many of folks and will continue to preach it and teach it. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Now, the problem is that if it's after the fact, if it's after you have died, it's too late. There is no second chance. You know, we have a lot of means that man has come up with because they say it makes a lot of sense, whether that place be purgatory or any other thought. Be careful when you begin to believe man more than believing the Word of God. That's all I'm going to say. Believe the Word of God. Watch out for man's teaching and man's tradition, because it will lead you astray almost every time. So please, it led Israel astray. It led the Jews astray because of their tradition. They missed Jesus Christ because they were so set up on their ways and their tradition, they missed Him. I don't want you to miss Jesus. I want you to see Him. I don't want you to make an excuse when God calls you to service. I want you to get to work. Now look at the things that God didn't just say, trust me, believe me. You know, he gives an answer here, a wonderful answer. He said unto him, you know that rod that's in your hand, that's verse 2? Moses says, yes. He said, cast it to the ground, the Lord told him to do. So he cast it to the ground. When he cast it to the ground, it turned into a snake. It turned into a serpent. That thing was just as live and as wicked as could be. And so that's one. Then God told him, he says, pick it up. Grab it by the tail and pick it back up again. So you see, Moses did have some level of faith, because he didn't just say, I don't care, I'm not going to do this, and held on to that rod. He would have never seen the miracles of God. He did cast that rod down, and it did turn into a serpent. Well, that was one. The second one was when God commanded him to pick it back up again, pick it by his tail. And so he reached down, he picked this thing up by the tail, and it became the rod again. That's two. That's two times that God showed his power and showed his strength, something that no man nowhere could do. And he did that to show Moses that he was God, and that you can show these things to the people of Israel so that they will believe that God, I have sent you, Moses, to lead them out. That's two things. Both of them required a level of faith by Moses. Now, the next one then. He said that thou may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. That was the purpose. Again, take your hand and put it next to your chest. Now, tuck it in there. Now, bring it out. Again, faith. Faith put it in. He put it in. He had enough faith to see what God was going to do. He brought it out, and that hand was of the worst leprosy. It was white as snow. Oh, my. That's got to be horrible, because it's not going to be long. That flesh is going to start falling off. God says, put it back in. He put it next to his chest, next to his bosom again, and then he brings it back out, and now it's restored. It's restored completely as it was before. And so we have the rod, him laying the rod down, first step of faith, watching it turn into a serpent. What a wonderful miracle God performed. The next was Moses was called by faith to pick that serpent up by the tail mind you, by the tail. Don't try to catch him right behind the head, because that way he won't get be able to bite you in his poisonous. He won't be able to attack you. God said by the tail. That's the worst way to catch a snake. And so he caught him by the tail. Again, step of faith. Again, a miracle. God turned it back to the rod. Now he takes his hand, something so natural. The rod's the same way. It's an old device, nothing special about it. He takes his hand. He puts it into his chest, and he brings it back out. It's leprosy, a miracle. Faith, Moses believed. Moses put it in, brought it out. He put it back in. It was a little easier to put it back in the second time because he was sure in hopes that God would restore him, I'm sure. And so he put it back against his chest, and he brings it out again. And another miracle was performed. It went from a perfect hand, a healthy hand, to leprosy, white as snow. It went back from the white as snow with leprosy to a good hand, to good and healthy. And so that was the steps, that was the stages that had taken place here in these first miracles. The rod to a serpent, the serpent to a rod. The hand to leprosy, the hand from leprosy to back to normal again. And so then we come to the next. And it came to pass, if they will not believe, this is verse 8, if they will not believe, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the second sign, of the latter sign. Hopefully they will believe one of those. But if not, and it come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, because he said immediately, I have been sent of God. If they don't believe that, so actually there's another added there, that they believe the word of God, and that would be faith, that thou shalt take of the water of the river. Just take it out of the river, draw it out of there, and it shall and take it out, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. Now, the rod to serpent, serpent to a rod, the hand to leprosy, leprosy to a hand. Dip the water out of the river and pour it on the ground, it'll turn into blood. That must have satisfied Moses. Okay. I think those five different procedures here that I have, I believe that they will believe that I am sent from you. Now, I got another problem. I can't talk. I can't speak. Now, I am sure, as Moses was educated in Egypt, that Moses was very capable of speaking. And you know what? It didn't matter if he was or if he wasn't. God called him. He called him to speak to the nation of Israel. He called him to speak to Pharaoh. He called him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. God will supply every need that you have to do that. Everyone. He'll supply every need. And here sits Moses. Number two excuse. Look at the evidence that God gave unto Moses concerning whether the people of Israel will listen to him. Now next, he says, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since that thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. The Lord answered that. He answered it so clearly. He didn't say, oh, you'll be okay. He said to him, who hath made man's mouth? Who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? That was a question that was given unto Moses. Have not I the Lord shown you that? And as we come up with this second argument, second excuse, the Lord answers it. Didn't I make them? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. He gave him such a wonderful promise. Don't worry about it, Moses, because I made you, and you will be able to speak and speak clearly. Now, here's a problem, and that problem visits many, many people. They continue to have a lack of faith. They continue to come and do not want to trust in the Lord. They don't want to walk with Him. They don't want to serve Him. And in turn, they miss the blessings. Well, Moses is just about to miss a blessing. God had called him to a mighty work, leading the nation of Israel out of Egypt, standing before Pharaoh, the king, almost king of the world, to stand before him and speak with such power, knowing that nothing could touch him, because God, he was God's servant, and God had a purpose for him, and God was going to take him before Pharaoh, and it didn't matter what Pharaoh would attempt to do. God sent Moses to deliver Israel out, and that's what he was going to do. Oh, what an opportunity. What a great day to see God's mercy in delivering Israel and see God's power, see God's judgment upon these people. And so now we come. God said, I made you. I hath made man's mouth. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and I will teach thee what thou shalt say. Here's Moses' problem. Oh, my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou shalt send. There's a point in time where the hand of God is angered. God is much patience, but there is a time when it comes to an end. And it has come to an end. God was angry. And we have it in verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. This is God's permissive will. God is allowing Aaron to be Moses' spokesman because God's tired of Moses. He's tired of his excuses. God knew the heart of Moses. He knew that he had called him to do it. He knew he could do it. But at a point in time, when you just keep raising excuses, God says, all right, you don't want the blessing, then you won't have the blessing. And Aaron was not a blessing to God. He was not a blessing to Moses. Now, I know you're going to tell me that if you've read ahead, you realize that Aaron is the first high priest. God placed him there. But also, if you have read ahead and not quite so far as that, you'll remember who made the golden calf. That was Aaron. Moses went up on the mount to meet with God. Aaron didn't go. Moses went up on Mount Sinai to meet with God. Aaron stayed back. He should have kept the people intact, in line. Instead of that, he joined right in. You see, Aaron was not a blessing to Moses. Moses missed the blessings of God during this time because he refused to come by faith and to listen to God. And there's people in this world, prevalent in this world today, evident in this world today, that they have done the same thing. They have ignored the call that God has given them because they says, I can't. Maybe they have ignored the call of salvation because they say, I can't. I can't because it can't be true. I don't believe it. I can't believe that God can take all my sins away. I'm an awful, terrible sinner. I can't believe that's true. You know, I don't know what can'ts that you want to throw in there. But Moses first says, they won't believe me. I can't lead them. They won't believe me. That's the first can't. The second one is, I can't speak. I can't speak. How am I going to speak before Pharaoh and before the children of Israel? I can't. I can't. You know, that's so sad that God then put Aaron, he says, all right, if that's what you want, then I will place Aaron there. I will put him there. I'll put him before you, and he will be your tongue. He will be your mouth. And that's the way it's going to be. And it's so sad that Moses, because Aaron was a heartache to Moses many times. And it's all because Moses did not believe God. Now, I hope that you believe God. I hope that you'll come for salvation. I hope that you'll surrender for service. And I hope that you'll enjoy the sweet blessings of God. You know, most folks today, they kind of come to church. You know, maybe get to church on time, maybe get to church late. Maybe come on Sunday night, maybe on Wednesday night, maybe not. They just come because they're, you know, that's the thing to do. I don't come because that's the thing to do. I come because I desire with all my heart to learn of God. I love teaching God's Word, and I love hearing God's Word proclaimed. And as I come because I can meet and fellowship with believers in Jesus Christ. It's such a wonderful family. You know, that's what it's all about. It's not a social gathering, and yet it is my social life. But it's not a social gathering. It's a gathering. It's a time to meet with God. And God tells us where two or more are gathered, I will be there in a special blessing, in a special presence, and He is. We have a wonderful fellowship here. We have a joy as we study the Word of God and search the Word of God. But that's all we do. We don't have all this other programs and nonsense that many places have. We study the Word of God. We go verse by verse. We studied on Sunday night, on Tuesday afternoon, on Wednesday night. We're all over the Word of God as we're studying book after book, and as we do here on the radio. We enjoy this time of fellowship, and I hope that you don't come up with an excuse that, I prefer a more modern style music in the service. I prefer, I don't quite like, you know, a half hour or a 45 minute message. That's an awful long message, you know, and I just really don't want that. I would prefer having more of the lined in psychology and things like that more than I would just this preaching of God's Word. Well, you've made some decisions, and those decisions are bad because they will miss all the blessings of God. You'll miss salvation if you don't come. You'll miss growing if you don't come. Please come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to His teaching. Listen to His preaching. Find a good Bible-believing, soul-winning, preaching church. You need to do that. Get rid of this the social club atmosphere that we have today. Moses missed the blessings. I don't want you to. I don't want to miss God's blessing. He put in place Aaron. He said, Aaron, your brother, he said, he can speak. He'll do it. You know, it's too bad because Moses sure could have. Thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what ye shall do. And it comes here in the 16th verse, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. Look at the place and the position here. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And so he commands him to go. And then Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said unto Moses, Go in peace. And we find here, And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return unto Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. The old Pharaoh was dead. The old leaders are dead. And so God says, Okay, now I have cleared your path. It's time for you to go back. I will be your spokes. I will give you the words to say. And he's not going to get that blessing because Aaron is the one that will say those words. Please, don't miss God's blessing. Don't miss salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that you can live. Please come today. He died there that your sins be taken away. He shed his blood. His precious blood so you and I can live. Please come by faith to Him today. Please come. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?